everything you need to know about elections 2024 on Cape Talk. Join the conversation.
It is 9:45, and don't forget WhatsApp messages, voice notes, 0725671567. You can also call 0214460567 and speak directly to Fadil Adams if you so want. Welcome, Fadil. Great to have you.
Morning, Clarence. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. It is going to be a nice long weekend ahead of us, and I'm quite looking forward to it. Fadil, firstly, there's a court case playing out in the Bellville Economic Crimes Court. And I know that the Cape Coloured Congress has been central to how things are unfolding. Just bring us up to speed with this court case and what your role in it is.
The 8 accused will appear before the court on the 10th of June again. This is the biggest court of alleged fraud and corruption in any DA municipality anywhere in the country. The funny thing about this thing is that in spite of a mountain of evidence and the consistent lies of the administrators in the city of Cape Town, the mayor in the city of Cape Town maintains that there's no evidence of fraud. The mayor in the city of Cape Town is at odds with the opinion of the National Prosecution Authority and the NCC. That money was stolen from the coloured community. These people will be before the courts again, and our role is to keep this issue alive.
And who are the people that are accused?
It's a company called TCC, and the four directors of TCC, Mr. Adam Ajit, Alistair Stanbull, and one other accused whose name I actually can't remember.
What are they accused of, Fadil?
Of defrauding the city of Cape Town to the tune of possibly 500 million then.
Okay, defrauding is different to corruption, is it not?
Of course. Of course it's corruption. But you know what? The mayor claims it's over-invoicing. I don't know how you over-invoice 53 times, but yeah, this is what it is. This is what we deal with. This is our fraud is covered up here when the mayor places his party before the people.
Are any city officials implicated or accused?
Three city officials are implicated. One of them is the manager of public housing. Funnily enough, the man has made a plea with the city with the city of Cape Town in his disciplinary committee, in his disciplinary hearing, and he's still at work in his same position, still submitting invoices.
Okay, so
how funny is that?
Okay, so it's clearly something that we got to keep an eye on. This is an opportunity to get a sense of how you perceive the role that you've played in that city of Cape Town, first and foremostly, because you don't really have a presence in provincial or national government at this moment in time. How do you think you've played your role there?
Well, we're too young to have a role in provincial or national government because this will be our first election that we'll be contesting in, and we're confident of getting the numbers.
Yeah, so your role in the city,
In the city of Cape Town, the NCC has been the most prominent party when it comes to fighting the wrongs that the Democratic Alliance perpetrates against the poor people of color. When it comes to our role, we are the only party that has held the DA accountable for the things that they've done. For example, the unlawful cancellation of the staircase contract, the wrongful way in which houses are allocated in the city of Cape Town. It is us which has brought forward the 700 million rands worth of fraud with regards to fleet management. These are the things that we have done. People said that a small party won't make a difference. The African National Congress is a big party. It's a massive party. But we challenge the ANC at any time in the city of Cape Town to bring their body of work and compare it to ours.
So the African National Congress is the official opposition in the city of Cape Town, is it not?
We, the NCC, don't care about the African National Congress. We are the unofficial official opposition to the Democratic Alliance.
Okay. What I have noticed, I want to talk about coloured votes specifically, and I see there's a clamour for that coloured vote, and I see a lot of emotions running through social media already. There's the PA, the Patriotic Alliance, going for it specifically. There is maybe Good to a certain extent as well, and Marius Fransman's new party going for it as well. How do you feel about this contestation for the coloured vote?
I say the more the merrier. You know, every vote is going to count, and we certainly don't want to lose a single vote. But the fact of the matter is, the NCC has been doing for the last 3 years what it does every day. You see, other people, and I'm not talking about any specific party, but I'm going to say other parties will come and do this election thing, which is called campaigning. What they call campaigning is our everyday work. And we are the only party that is visible every day. We are the only party that's at work every day. And again, if I'm lying, the line is open. The other parties are welcome to come. They are welcome to come and have this debate at any given time. I've actually put out a Facebook post more than once challenging anybody claiming to have an interest in the coloured community to come and have a debate with Fariel Adams, bring your body of work and compare to ours. Who else switches on water in the city of Cape Town?
Okay, so you're saying you've got this track record of activism that the other parties don't have. Is that what you're saying?
Unequivocally, sir.
Okay, and unequivocally, you're also looking for the coloured vote, nothing beyond it.
No, no, not at all. Remember, our core interest is the previously disadvantaged and currently disadvantaged coloured child. We have white members, we have black members, we have Indian members. As a matter of fact, an Indian gentleman gave a generous donation towards our election registration fee. We didn't have the money. If you understand where we're going, we are not saying that we're anti-anyone. All we are is pro-equality, the equality this government won't give us. And when I say this government, I mean local, provincial, and national.
Okay, again, I want to come back to the other parties that are vying for that very same vote that you are vying for. There's new entrants there as well. Does this suggest that so-called coloured people are maybe wanting to get more involved in the political process?
I feel that that activism of the 1980s is back. Remember, it was the coloured people. It was the coloured people that brought this province to a standstill. It was us. It was the coloured people that launched the UDF, which fought the battle of the ANC. I think that spirit is coming back. I do sense that everybody wants to get involved in the coloured community nowadays. I see the Freedom Front Plus posters up here. But the big question is, why do coloured votes matter but coloured lives don't? Where are you people in between the election cycle? We can't only be important to you 3 months every 5 years. That's not on.
Yeah,
That's why we have a National Coloured Congress. Because in the absence of leadership in those 4 months and 4 years and 9 months, where do we go?
I'm worried about the quality of debate as it's playing out in social media, especially. And since you brought up United Democratic Front, the quality of debate that happened there, how non-racialism and even anti-racism was forged in this particular community. And it's a different language we're hearing at this moment in time, Fariel Adams.
You are 100% correct. I don't remember a time when there was so much racial tension in the coloured community. But you also have to look at the reasons. And this is the part that nobody talks about. Everybody is quick to label coloured people as racist. I certainly can't argue. There's so much racism in the language, in the attitude of coloured people. It's unreal. But if you look at how many times coloured people have been rejected and kicked to the gutter by the people who make the decisions around here, you kind of get a sense of understanding. I'm not justifying it. I'm certainly not saying it's right. But how many times do you want to get kicked in the nuts before you actually say, okay, that's enough now?
Okay, then we're talking about Cape Coloured Congress, and you are the leader of the Cape Coloured Congress. You mentioned NCC a couple of times. Maybe you should just help us to understand and distinguish between NCC, what it is, what it stands for, and Cape Coloured Congress.
Okay, so this party was conceived through many discussions. And initially, we started this party for the Cape Metro. So we called it the Cape Coloured Congress. But I promise you, the day we registered this party, the next day, people from outside of Cape Town were calling us. However, we didn't have the funds to move anywhere outside of Cape Town at the time. So we stuck to Cape Town. And then after the LGE, we looked at each other and said, listen, we got a couple of bob. Let's see what we can do. We've now called it the National Coloured Congress because we understand that the coloured man's struggle in KZN is the coloured man's struggle in Johannesburg. It's the coloured man's struggle in Hermanus. It's the coloured man's struggle in Cape Town. It's the coloured man's struggle in PE. We understand there is a need for a body that will represent the coloured person at a national level and be unashamed and unapologetic about its approach. And we are that body. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. We are the only body prepared to say that coloured lives matter.
What is Fadil's view on nation building? Shad asking that question.
That's a very interesting question. I wonder how much time I have. Let me put it to you like this. Before we can talk nation building, we got to build communities. And our communities are in a stick. I think we jumped the gun in 94. I think South Africa expected that Mandela would come out. I know I was amongst them. And everything would be well. Meanwhile, we've regressed. We've regressed as communities. We got to take our streets back. And when we have strong, vibrant communities, then we can talk about the objective of nation building. We can't start from, you know, nothing can start from the top. It has to start at the roots.
Okay.
I do dream of a day when no one will discriminate against our kids because of the color of their skin or the slang in their language. I do dream of that day, but it's still a while away.
Okay, maybe in reference to tone, two messages in. This guy sounds so angry. Clarence, I am colored and I just don't like Fadil Adams' way of dealing with things. He puts me to shame as a colored. He's like Malema, says Lee. Are you going to respond to that?
Yes, I would love to. Let me explain something to Lee. Last week, 20 people got shot in Mitchell's Plain within 24 hours. I knew a few of them. I've got a whole lot to be angry about. If Lee doesn't live that awful reality, then that's okay. If he's ashamed of me as a colored, let me make it clear to Lee, I have no time for super coloreds. I don't do deputy whites. I don't. So, we okay, Lee. You don't have to like me. Trust me, half my family doesn't like me. I didn't come here to be liked. I came here for justice. 3,500 of our boys died this year. You don't talk about that. You attack the person, Fadil Adams. I'm not doing the killing. It's the system. If you're okay with those children dying, if you're okay with our people being unemployed because of the color of their skin or their postal addresses or the lack of access in their surnames, then you are not my type of colored. Move along. Vote DA. I'm okay.
Okay, Stephen writes, I think this guy from the Cape...
Was that angry enough for you?
I understood. I think the anger is real. It's very real, and it's masking its way in very ugly ways. I'd prefer it coming through like that than being invested in another bottle of wine. But Clarence, I think this guy from the Cape Coloured Congress lives in an absolute alternate universe. I think the big threat to the DA is the Patriotic Alliance. Even in Knysna, don't write off the FF Plus either. A lot of my friends in Knysna are going to vote for them. The DA has lost a lot of support in Knysna, says Stephen in Knysna. Now you are saying the more the merrier. Are you looking at some kind of coalition with all the other coloured parties vying for the coloured vote?
Look, people have mentioned coalition to us in the past, and we're not interested in coalition. We are interested in service delivery. Coalitions genuinely... generally don't serve the interests of the people. That's my belief, because it becomes political jostling, positional jostling, empowerment jostling. We're all about service delivery. If this man feels that we are not a threat to the DA, tell him that we're the biggest threat to the DA in the Cape Metro. Tell him that if he knew what he was talking about, in the last LDE, despite the Patriotic Alliance's resources and our 60,000 rand, we garnered twice the votes. You know, people should think before they speak. But I also understand that in my alternate universe, where the bodies are piling out, up, where the filth is laying in the street, a man has the balls to come on here and tell me as a colored man that his friends are all going to vote for the Freedom Front Plus. I don't understand what gives a white man the right to have such a strong opinion on a reality he doesn't live. Fine, you want to speak of an alternate, yes?
We are running out of time. We've got to go to news. It's 10 o'clock nearly.
Okay,
but yeah, we're going to have to wrap it up there. I'm sure we'll find more time.
You don't to white people either.
It's only time that got the better of us. Nothing else, Fadil Adams, leader of the Cape Coloured Congress.